Good Chodesh and good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated for a refuah shlema for Bina Bas Farnaz and a refuah shlema for Moshe Pesachya Ben Pesel Sara. In this week's Torah portion, Parshas Pekudei, Moshe completes the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan, or the tabernacle, was a special sanctuary that the Jews carried with them for 40 years in the desert. And they would erect it every time they camped and dismantle it every time they wrapped up camp and got ready to depart on their travels. It even came with them into the Holy Land and stayed with them for a while. When King Solomon built the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple in Yerushalayim, he took the components of the Mishkan and stored it deep in the earth below the Holy Temple. So what was this Mishkan? The Mishkan was a sanctuary, a special place where Hashem communicated with Moshe. The Mishkan radiated godliness and protected the Jews as they traveled through the dangers of the Midbar, the wilderness, the desert. The Mishkan was, in essence, a portable vehicle for revealing godliness. But we know that godliness, Hashem, we know He's everywhere. He fills everything. He surrounds everything. He sustains everything. But He's hidden from us. He needs to be revealed. When a person, even today, seeks out Hashem, looks for Him, reaches out for Him, and does his best to connect with Him, he is, in effect, building his own Mishkan, his own tabernacle. Wherever you look for godliness, and connect to Hashem in the way of Torah, you build a Mishkan and you create a holy atmosphere wherever that may be. And then when you leave and you go somewhere else, maybe you move, maybe you travel, you dismantle that Mishkan until the next place where you arrive. And then, if you look for godliness, if you say a prayer, make a blessing over a meal, do any other mitzvah, learn Torah, learn chassidut, whatever it may be, you are engaged in the action of once again erecting your own personal sanctuary. May you have a day where you bring and reveal Hashem wherever you go. Good Shabbos and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.